I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, my guest needs zero introduction. I'm joined by the one and only Love Island star, Megan Barton Hanson. How are you, Gorge?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, Megan. I'm not going to lie. I followed you this morning on Instagram, right? And I was like having a little stalk at all your lovely pictures. And I was like, there's no way she's this fucking gorgeous in real life. And then you've come on my podcast and you are actually, in fact, this gorgeous in real life.
Oh, no, stop. You should have seen me. I was scrambling and I had like 15 minutes. I was like, chuck some makeup on, try and put some curls in the hair. But it's fun.
No, honestly, that makes me feel even worse. Like, you look absolutely beautiful. Welcome to the podcast. We're really excited to have you. Should we just dive straight in? I wanted to chat to you a little bit. I know you're super honest and stuff like that, but I want to chat to you a little bit about Love Island. So you entered in series 4, obviously. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
A while ago.
Okay.
I think it's like 5 years now.
Mate, how fast does time go? So I'll be like chatting to somebody and they'll be like, oh, I loved you in the jungle. And I'm like, that was 10 years ago, you know.
Stop. I remember watching you on it. That did not feel like 10 years ago. That
I know. Crazy. I mean, it may be like 9, but rounding up for the sake of. But yeah, and then like when people chat to us about Geordie Shore, I'm like, honestly, and they'll ask us about something in particular. Or like, do you still keep in touch with so-and-so? And I'll think, it was 15 fucking years ago, you know. Like, things change. So I get it. Time does fly. And I think you've done so much in such a short space of time as well. So that makes things go faster as well. But I wanted to ask, before you were on Love Island, you were stripping, is that right?
Yeah. So I was stripping for like a year prior. And I think that's what kind of made me want to go on to Love Island. Like, I never really had this. I'm quite an introvert. I didn't want to necessarily be famous. But I was at a crossroads in my life where I was loving the free time I had from having that like self-employed kind of job, making way better money than I was working in the city as a legal PA. So I liked that aspect of all the freedom. But I was getting bored. It killed my social life. I'm working in a nightclub from Wednesday to Saturday. So all my friends are going out in your early 20s. I think I started at 19 and living life, and I was just working. So I was like, I want to do something different. So then when I got approached for Love Island, I was like, no, I'm too shy. I don't want to do it. But it's the best thing I've done. It's given me so much freedom.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? One of my mates, she got herself in loads of debt. It was absolutely awful. She had a horrible fella, like one of them who's like, oh, you know, I can't put my name down on the mortgage because of X, Y, and Z. And I can't. So she ended up, when he fucked off, she ended up holding like on the hook for everything. So she then turned, as well as her full-time job, to stripping. And she made an absolute fortune, mate. Like, she paid off all the debt in no time at all. Was the money really good?
Yeah, it was. Compared to what I was earning, I think I was living on, I don't know how I managed it, like living on £100 a month spending money after I paid for my train into London and like car insurance, all of that. And I was just like, one night in the strip club, and even though I was petrified and so nervous, I've probably only done about 10 dances, I still made more than I was earning in a month. I was like, it's a no-brainer. But it's not like an easy job. There is still so much stigma attached to it. I'm sure your friend probably explained the same. People are so judgmental.
Nah. Honestly, we were all like, none of us gave a shit, mate. Like, Like, we just thought it was very odd coming from her, because she was, like you say, she wasn't like the most outgoing and secure person and stuff. And I remember her telling us about it, man. Honestly, she doesn't fucking listen to this, so I can tell the story. She won't care. But like, you know how when you've got to dance at like the start of the night on the big pole for everybody, and it's sort of, that's the moment everyone gets to see, you know, what you're capable of, how gorgeous you are, like if you can do the backspins and all that. And she says like loads of the lasses was gorgeous and dead sexy and actually really good dancers and stuff, and like physically capable. She just used to get out, walk into the middle, and just go like this with her tit.
Like, just have some titties. It's fun. Yeah,
just like, this is all I've fucking got me. And she said, do you know what? I was like, and what happened then, mate? And she was like, do you know what? It's so mad. She was like, but like, people were fucking curious. They were like, what? Like, she's mysterious. Like, what she? And she used to get dances, like, just because blokes were like fucking really curious. Like, what is this woman? Like, I need to know more.
What's this titty party piece?
Yeah. So yeah, show me more about the one tit. It was only ever one she did. But yeah, I think she was actually really glad to see the back of it for sort of reasons like you've mentioned. You know, it wasn't. It's not good for a social life and stuff. And I think she wanted to settle down, and she found like, the lads she was meeting when she was at work, they weren't quite the settling down type. And also like, you know, they initially loved what she did, but then quite quickly became insecure. Did you find that as well?
I've had that in literally every relationship I've been in. Even I've dated women, and women are fine with it at first, like your OnlyFans, and I really like try and explain to people how it is empowering and liberating, because my stance is, in a society where women are sexualized anyway, even like me and you, if we didn't have any makeup on, walk down the street, there would be one guy that's probably like sexualizing us or like wolf whistles at us. So in that society, why are you not going to capitalize and make money on that if we're being exploited anyway? So that's my stance. And people, partners get it at the beginning. They like that I'm quite career driven. I've got my own money. I do my own thing. But then it gets to a point where arguments start to happen. And it's the first thing they always throw back in my face. Like, oh, you're a slut. And it's the slut shame. And then, oh, like my friends are like mugging me off because if you do this, and it's embarrassing. It's like, oh, well, you don't mind when I'm paying for a holiday.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're fucking, like when you're lying on your sun lounger, you're not bothered, are you, knobhead? It's always that.
Sipping your pina colada.
Which, by the way, is not a very masculine cocktail.
Exactly. No, it is hard, but I look back and I wouldn't change it for the world. It's given me, I'm not sure if your friend said the same, because she mentioned there that she wasn't the most secure person. But I think doing that, it really did grow my confidence. You're working with other women with all different shapes and sizes, all different backgrounds, all different ages. And you just really appreciate how strong each other is, and you work as a team. So for me, growing up at school, I didn't really have that network of girls, and it's so good that you were such a supportive friend to your friend, because my friends back then, it wasn't trendy to work in the sex industry, so my girls were mortified. I thought they'd never find out. I was like, just gonna be old men in the strippy, no one will know. Next thing I know, within a week, my whole school knew. So my girls,
oh, you can't keep note a secret, pet, not small towns, everybody knows everything.
So bad. I should have just got on the train and started doing it in London and been incognito, but
yeah,
it's supportive. Because my friends really weren't.
And I don't, like, obviously, I feel like that's a real shame. Like, it didn't change who my friend was. Like, we, like, at all, you know, it was just a slightly different job. And I do think there's more openness and acceptance within sort of jobs, you know, in the sex trade and all within that space. But I do still think we've got a long way to go, Megan, do you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it helped. It's so cliche, but the fact like Beyonce or Cardi B have rapped about it in a song, it makes some people be like, oh, if Beyonce talks about it, it's okay. It's not so bad. But it's just like a small drop in the ocean. It got so far to go. People are so, so judgmental, sadly. Because the way I look at it, if you're not hurting anybody, let them live.
Yeah.
There isn't a supply for it or a demand for it, sorry. We wouldn't be in a job. So I don't know why it's always the woman who gets looked down on or judged, when it's the men who are going in the strip clubs are paying for the content on OnlyFans, you know?
Yeah. I remember I watched Olivia Atwood's shows, and what it was one of the lasses when I went, why on earth would I be scared of, or intimidated by a man? He's a walking ATM to me. And I was like, no, you... That's an actual brilliant line. Like, you know, I can imagine, and people assume in their heads, like the girls who are stripping, the strippers, whatever, they're really confident and like they're, but actually, like, I think a lot of them are just normal lasses who, like my friend, had got herself into a situation, or you who was looking for something that made her passionate, whatever. And they're not these like crazy confident people. So it's really, and they will be a little bit nervous around blokes taking their clothes off and stuff. So it was nice to hear it sort of phrased like that, because I thought, you're fucking right, mate.
Yeah, literally. It's just like, I don't know. I think although I'm like very shy, I was so driven on making the money and getting out of the 9-to-5 grind that I was in. You just kind of have to put your big girl pants on and just get on with it.
Or your little girl. Oh, take them off.
True.
So I think, so from there, mate, obviously you then found yourself on Love Island. And I remember you going in, girl, you were a bombshell. Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, you must have been nervous, because I'm 36 now and like I still like watch a bit of Love Island and stuff like that. I kind of help myself. I love me reality TV. I've got a complicated relationship with it because of all my experiences, but I do still love a little bit of it. Anyway, I would be so fucking terrified walking in all those gorgeous girls and half naked fellas and being like, hi, I'm here to steal your man. Like, what, you're terrified? Because I feel like I've got sweaty palms for you.
No, honestly, I was shaking. Obviously, I had no experience in TV whatsoever. And being a bit of an introvert, I don't know what that is. I guess I'm always like thinking the worst, like, oh, are people going to think this or that? So all these thoughts in my head, I was like, oh my God, imagine if I trip over. Because you know how they do the slow-mo walk in.
And also, I don't think those, it's like wooden slats, isn't it? Like, I think they're dangerous anyway.
They haven't made it easy, have they?
Nah! They know what they're doing. I think it's on purpose. I've seen so many lovely ladies fall over on that, and I think, you bunch of bastards, just get some fucking concrete put down.
That's crazy. But yeah, I was petrified, but they edited it well, because I've watched it back, the little like walking, and I'm like, oh my God, I look so calm and collected. But deep down, I was shaking. Even when I got in there, I was hugging everyone. I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And they're like, it's fine. But I don't know what it is. I get it when people come up to me on the street and they get nervous, because they're just people my age. But because I've watched them on TV for a week before entering the villa, it's like they're not real. I'm like, oh my God, it's you. It's really crazy.
I think like going into Love Island as a bombshell must be like more difficult than being there as an original, because they're so, I don't know, like you say, even though they've already been in there a week, mate, people have got relationships, you know. I mean, God, people are halfway to telling each other they love them, you know, because it's such a pressure cooker. I think you had a raw end of the deal with that one.
Yeah, I'm lucky though. I feel like I went in as a bombshell, but still quite early on. So
yeah,
people weren't really set in their relationships. But I don't know how the people for Casa Amor do it, because that really is, you've got to put your grafting boots on there.
Yeah. And like sometimes I'm watching it, you know, I'm really showing myself to be a big sad old fan here. But like sometimes I'm watching it and I see the things the lasses say and they're like, oh, well, she's not in here and this, that, the other. And like the lads are obviously doing the same. And I think, E, shut up. Like, how, I know you all want to be in the main house, but come on. Like, what happened to girl code? And like, your mates at home can see this. Like, nobody's going to, you know, I just get so nervous for everybody. There must be so much pressure to get in that main house.
Yeah. And it must be like, it's a catch-22. You want to make an impact. You want to get your man or get your girl. But all equally, you know, in 2 weeks' time, they could all sit us down and play this back on a big screen in front of everyone. And you're like, no!
Show everyone just how much of a dickhead you really are.
Literally.
No. Oh.
It's scary.
It's so, so scary. I wanted to ask, like, is there any secrets that we wouldn't necessarily know about Love Island from watching it? Like, some people have told us that, you know, you only get 2 drinks a night and stuff, which obviously coming from the background that I came from, that was mind blown to me, because we had more than 2 drinks for like Wapris. So that was crazy. But like, is there any other secrets that we wouldn't potentially know?
Not really. Like, I think the drinking thing is the main thing. Or like days when they've got too much content, we'll just sit around. And then this is what I found hard, because I'm really bad with authority. I hate being told what to do. So on days when there's too much content, they're like, okay, we're going to have an early night. And I felt like I'd have gone back to being about a 10-year-old again. Like, you're getting in bed at 10. I'm like, but I can't sleep. Can't we just chill out in the garden? They're like, No, hold the chat, because there's too much storyline to cover, if that makes sense.
That's a good position to be in though, surely.
I mean, well, at least it's going to be a good series.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Answer us this then, Megs, because I feel like I really struggle in situations. Like, I like to have my phone in my hand at all times. What I'm saying is not healthy. Like, I'm under no illusion, you know, that I'm some sort of like paragon of wellness. Yeah. But I have to have my phone in my hand all times. Like, I have to either be like on Instagram or answering emails or on the phone, text it. Like, even at night, I play what I call like one of my feel good shows. So, like, like a little comedy thing like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Friends or Modern Family, whatever it is, something I've seen a million times before and know it's going to happen. There's something about the sound that soothes us, right? I've just constantly got to be overstimulated. Otherwise, my mind goes to a really horrible place. And like, that is me. You're not allowed, like, obviously you've no phones, but what about TVs and iPads and all like that? Is it a complete technology-free space?
Literally nothing, not even music. We would beg, obviously they don't film us eating our lunch and dinner, and yeah, during them times there would be runners and production all around us to stop any like good storyline chat, and we would beg and beg and beg for a song, and there would be like one song, that's it, so that's all you got. But it was kind of liberating, you know, when people go on these streets, you come out. I didn't want to leave, to be honest. It was so refreshing. You just went back to being like a child again. You get your washing done, your meals cooked for you, no bills to pay.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm really shocked about the music thing. It makes more sense now why Anton cried when he saw Craig David. If it had been that long.
Oh, I want Anton to win. I've been watching it.
Oh, me too, mate. Honestly, so it's brought my, like, I feel like he's gone a bit quiet recently, but like that whole conversation with Mitch at the start where he's like, there is no bro code and there is no girl code. There's just right and wrong. And I felt like fucking, honestly, the like women's clothes all over the country just fell clean off, because that was just like, it was the sexiest, most grown up and mature thing like I've potentially heard any man ever say on Love Island. Like, I don't know. There's definitely something about him, mate. Come on then. Like, we've talked about your experience on Love Island. Let's chat a little bit about All Stars. You're watching it.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Okay, and who do you want to win? Obviously, Anton and Georgia.
I think Anton and Georgia, although Molly and Tom are super cute, I think.
I know. Like, I kind of was in the camp where I really wanted Callum and Molly to get back together for a little bit.
I kind of do. I'm torn.
Yeah.
Tom seems so invested in Molly, and I think she does genuinely like him back, but I don't know how she's done that. I could not be in the villa with any of my exes. Even if there's no feelings there, but just to see it, like, it's too much.
You could see there was struggling, Megan. Like, I don't think, like, you know, when I was watching it and seeing people's reactions, like, you know, I feel so, I can't sit on Instagram and be like, you've got no idea, like, you know, like, answering back these trolls. Like, because I'm 36, like, I feel really passionately. Like, you know, at the start when Molly was like having a bit of a go at Carl and stuff, and everyone's like, she's, my opinion of her has really changed. But like, saying, this is a fucking young lass who's broke up with this fella, like, what, 3 months ago or whatever. Like, everything's still so raw. Like, every time I break up with a bloke, I'm still stalking their Instagram 3 months later. So, like, the fact that she's been thrown in there and they've both got to get to know other people, like, let her feel some type of way and let them work it out. It's not for you to have an opinion.
Definitely. And I think she's done amazingly well. Like, I would have ran out in the first 2 days, I reckon, seeing that. Like, four-year relationship. It's not just, like, some, I don't know, like, showmance they had. They was fully, like, living with each other for 4 years. Time.
Honestly, mate, I just don't know how either of them have done it. It's probably a testament to how much they loved each other, the fact that maybe their relationship was actually finished and it was for the best. And also the fact that they're probably loads more mature than me and you.
Literally. And how refreshing that they're like, the best thing that's come out of this, obviously, is that Molly's met Tom, but she's like, that I can just be friends with Callum now. How nice.
I know. Fucking wish I could say the same thing about mine. Mine are all still in Instagram jail.
Block.
Who have you been loving? Have you seen anybody like have a real sort of like redemption arc? I've been a little bit watching it on the end of my seat, you know, because I loved all the people who were going in. I was like, oh, dead exciting, blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes the way they're behaving, I'm a bit like, you've fucking done this before. Like, you know, people are watching you. Like, why? This isn't your first rodeo. Why are you behaving like this? Like, I'm a little bit shocked.
I'm really torn with Georgia. Like, I'm such a feminist. I'm for women moving like men. If you want to like test the waters and not settle, because I get what she's saying. Like, if she really did want to play it safe and stay in there, she would have just got with the first guy, settled and done that. But I do think, Georgia, what are you doing? Like, obviously you can have interest in multiple people. There's no wrong or right. You can fancy someone, but also have a bit of a spark with someone else. But telling Callum, oh, there's no one else I'd rather be in here with. I'm like, oh, no need for that, was there? But at the same time, good for her that she's just making the most of her experience. But you never know what bits you do see, what bits you don't see to make good TV. So I'm hoping that it wasn't as dramatic and chaotic as we were shown.
Yeah, and like I talk, honestly, mate, like we can't talk about Love Island All Stars without talking about Georgia. The whole country's been talking about it. And I actually really like Georgia. Like, I did coach trip with her years ago and found I'm fucking old enough to be a mom. If I was to say anything else, I would just sound like a weird old woman. But I always found that to be a really nice girl. And I think like they went a bit hard on her. Like, actually, you know, the years and years I've watched Love Island and seen lads like going to Casa Ramon, do whatever they wanted and come back and have their birds forgive them and, you know, and all these things and do whatever they wanted and get celebrated and people just be like, oh, well, it's a lad, you know, she's going to take him back. And actually there was zero comeuppance, like no ramifications. And then Georgia had the audacity, you know, to sort of explore different options, maybe say a couple of things wrong. Let's call a spade, our behaviour wasn't perfect. And everybody wanted a head on a stick. And I just thought, you know, there's something very wrong here.
Mm. Well, a guy would do exactly the same. They would explore their options. They would, like you say, they go to Castle Moor completely coupled up and locked off, like, no, my head won't get turned, go to Castle Moor, do an absolute madness and come back and it's all brushed under the carpet.
I know.
Just because Georgia's, like you said, yeah, she said a few things wrong, but at the end of the day, can you blame her? They're all good-looking men in there. She did have a bit of history with Toby. Like,
no, they're not perfect. And what the interesting dynamic is about the All-Stars, which I think has the nation gripped, certainly me and my pals, is that these people all have existing relationships. Like, it doesn't mean they've all had sex, you know, but they've met each other at a party. They've saw each other at the NTAs and thought, God, she looks fit. They've, like, always wanted to chat to them, but never had. You know, these are people who've got connections. And I think that's what's making it messy, but also so good.
Yeah, no, I love that. I was so nosy. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe how many people had actually like done bits on the outside or just like...
Oh, they're all shagging. They're all shagging.
That's crazy. I'm like, oh, I thought I'm like, I don't know, I date a lot, but I've really kept myself to myself in this industry, it seems. Yeah. To some people.
You are falling behind, slow as a tortoise. Come on.
I need to step it up this year, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Go for it, girl. But then, I mean, you haven't, like, really oddly, because for me, you are one of the biggest characters of, you know, Love Island over the last couple of years in particular. You didn't go back. Was this a conscious decision, Meg? Did you get the call? Did you decide against it?
Yeah, do you know what? I was still up in the air. So I like done all the medical and everything. And I was thinking, like, I knew I didn't want to do the whole 5 weeks. Like, it's a long time to be away. And I was like, I could go in the end if there's any like cute guys. But to be honest, I think where I am, 29, I think I'd be in a very similar situation to Hannah Elizabeth. Like, our type of men is just different.
Yeah.
Like, obviously all the boys seem fun and they're like stunning guys. But for me, at this age, I just want like an older guy.
Yeah. Honestly, though, mate, I can totally say that. And I fucking love Hannah. Like, I've got nothing but, like, love for that girl. Like, that, when Josh was like, have you had your arse done? She's like, yeah.
I know. I messaged her that as soon as she came out. I was like, the bum's looking great, girl.
I messaged her and I was like, just enjoy this moment, Hannah, because honestly, everybody's saying, like, everybody's falling in love with you all over again, which is what you deserve. But yeah, I watched it and my heart did go out to her because I thought, God, I'm 36 and I'm looking at them fellas in there like they're little boys. Like they could be me children. Some of them, I think I could definitely be Mitch's mom, actually. Well, it's just a mad thought. And like, yeah, my heart bled for her a little bit, but like she has come out to being completely adored by the public, which is really lovely. And I can sort of see what you're saying, but you know, Megs, honestly, my fella's 6 years younger than me.
Really? I think a lot of it is just like personality.
Yeah.
Be younger and be more mature. How did you guys meet? Because wasn't he in the industry?
Yeah, so Erkan did TOWIE for all of 5 minutes, bless him.
Well, sick. How did you meet your friends?
No, honestly, I had no idea that he'd ever done TOWIE. I just broke up with my ex at the time. And I was like, I'd been cheated on. And I was in that headspace where I'm like, oh, I can't let everyone say I'm a victim. Like, I need to get back out there straight away. And also, I think mentally, like, I'd been hurt. My pride had been hurt. And I wanted to feel desired. I wanted to feel like, you know, like somebody fancied me as well. So, because I think that's how getting cheated on makes you feel, isn't it? Like, you're not worthy or anything.
And I have a huge ego. And I think being in the industry, it's not just like your close group of friends are going to know you got cheated on. It's like everyone.
Oh, everybody did. Yeah. It was awful. I did. I had something to prove. So honestly, I just like went out and like worked loads and was seen at all these parties and places. And I was like determined to not be a victim, be the strong, confident woman. Inside, I was broken. And like, I was like liking loads of fucking fellas' pictures. I was just like moving mad, mate. Honestly, it was looking back now, I'm like, wild. But I followed him and liked one of his pictures. And he says, like, he remembers thinking, he just popped up on the explore page. Meg's like, he's an absolutely wicked bit of kit and he had his top off. So I'm not surprised. And obviously, my algorithm was doing something because I was just liking loads of men's pictures.
But giving you what you wanted. Explore page.
That is a really nice way of looking at it, not just that I was being thirsty. So he remembers looking at my Instagram and thinking, I swear she's engaged. But obviously I'd rage deleted all the pictures of my ex. So it was just me. And he was like, oh, okay. So he slid into my DMs and we got talking. But I had no clue he'd ever done TOWIE. None at all. Mm-hmm. Until because he was working on a building site at the time.
Okay.
He'd literally only been on TOWIE for 5 minutes. He's too nice, Megs, for like reality TV. He's very sweet. Anyway, and I was out with Pete filming one day, Pete Wicks, and I showed him a picture. I was like, I've got a date tonight. This is the man. And I showed him the picture and he was like, yeah, I know. I can't do his voice. Yeah, I know, Ken.
That's pretty accurate.
I'm getting really red. But I was like, yeah, I know, Ken. I was like, how do you know him? And he was like, he's on TOWIE. And I was like, oh, yeah, fucking joke. And like, I was really looking forward to having something that wasn't high profile and something just for me. And, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to. And then Pete went, this is the best bit. Pete went, Andy's shorter than me, Vic. I was like, nobody's fucking shorter than you, you knobhead. So
I bet he loves saying that.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And he, in fairness,
half a centimeter,
yeah,
as well.
he is taller than him. So I was like, oh shit, so I nearly didn't go, mate, because I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for, like, does he just want to go out with this because I'm on the telly as well, like, is it, oh, do you know, I just had all these horrible thoughts, and because I was insecure anyway because of what happened, like, I mean, my mind was just running away with myself. But it was with my makeup artist at the time, and she was like, what have you got to lose, like, you've liked chatting to him, he seems like a nice guy. And like, if you don't go, you're just going to cry in your hotel room again. And I was like, that is actually what I had planned for this evening. So that's great. So yeah, so we went out, and honestly, mate, we've been together ever since. We're getting married in September.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Thank you. He's so, honestly, he's the nicest man. I'm really lucky. But that's what I say, in Instagram, Meg. So like, you know, modern day fairy tale. People are doing things that way.
And I must admit, like, for someone, I'm sure you've had the same as well, where we are in this industry, people probably have preconceived ideas about us, but I'm equally the same. I've, like, ruled guys out if they're maybe, like, an Instagram model or something. It's like, really, I should just be more open-minded.
I know, actually, like, so, and it's ironic because people have probably judged us, you know, that's based on the things bad, like we've done and stuff. And like the thing I nearly threw away the chance of getting to know Erkan just because he'd been on TOWIE. It wasn't because he'd been on reality TV. Like, I've got loads of mates who are off TOWIE and Love Island and all the different things. It wasn't that. It was, I think I'd been hurt publicly and I wanted something private. But actually, that's silly because of my job, things were always going to be public. And he was a different person to me, ex, you know? I think you've got to remember that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Because I do kind of do that. I put people in like a bracket. If an ex has hurt me and they're a certain profession or something, I'm like, nope, none of these kind of guys now. But I'm willing down. I'm going to end up with single and aligned with cats at this rate.
Oh, I do really like cats though.
Yeah.
Oh, Megs, it's been lovely chatting to you in part one. I am sweating me tits off, so I'm going to take this jumper off and then we'll kick off part two, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.